This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where if you just watched, you got to follow along in the war room as Anthony and I picked 32 players mocking the first round of the 2025 NFL draft. Hopefully we did not make a mockery of it, Anthony. It's always fun to ask, like, what did we learn throughout this process? What did you learn doing this particular mock draft?
I mean, to be honest, it took us a little while for the edges to start to get taken off the board. And I think that just speaks to the volume and the depth of that specific group. And a lot of those guys are also, you know, similar. So it's ultimately comes down to, you know, who you like and what you like out of an individual. So, so I would say that. And then, just a lot of talent here.
Yeah, I think the more mocks I've done in the last couple of weeks, the less good I feel about where Washington is at 29. But I also will be able to, like, these two statements are bizarre to go together. The less good I feel, but also because I trust Adam Peters, I think they'll be fine. Like, basically, anybody that you tell me they're getting at 29, basically outside of Ezeraku, and frankly, even Ezeraku, I can point out where I'm like, that could not work. There's just going to be a lot of risk. And it's a different kind of risk than the tightrope you feel like you're walking it to. And, like, I know some people thought they knew Jaden was going to the Hall of Fame before he got drafted. And, like, good for you. And why don't you work in an NFL front office instead of in my YouTube comments with that kind of clairvoyance? Or perhaps there's a little bit of luck involved and some humility would be nice. The point, though, is that if you are at 29, there's a reason that the other teams see a reason why they didn't draft the player that you're ultimately drafting. And when you're at 2, there's only one team that's true about. When you're at 29, there's 28 other teams that have passed on the guy that you ultimately are going to take. And so if it's Emeka Egbuka, it's like, well, I don't know how good he can be outside. He doesn't have blazing speed. I love the professionalism. I love some of the stuff he can do with his feet. But he doesn't have A-plus size, A-plus. Like, he's not an A-plus athlete, and that's going to knock him down despite – where, like, if he had his skill set as an A-plus athlete, that dude's a top 10 pick. If you're talking about Shamar Stewart, A-plus-plus athlete, sicko athletically, no production, sack-wise. Like, he might be a 5-sack-a-year guy, maybe – who is a pretty good run player, but, like, is that what you want out of your first round edge? Like, no, that's a guy that you don't sign to a second contract. And then he goes on the free agent market and doesn't make top of the market money. because you have to have the sack production. Nick Skorton, his teammate, same thing. Donovan Ezeraku, he's undersized. He's sub 250 pounds. Like, anybody that they wind up with, I will be like, fine, this is good, because Adam Peters, I trust as a scout, and I trust his coaching staff to get the best out of any prospect they bring in. But I think I've just kind of resigned to the fact that some of the guys that are maybe a little bit higher up that actually are elite players that may slip because of position, such as like Colson Loveland. I think Colson Loveland is a really, really special tight end. Like, that dude's going to ball out. That dude could have 80 catches a year to 90 catches a year. He's that talented as a pass catcher, as a route runner. He's got real speed. Like, he's a game changer for an offense. Because he's a tight end, he could fall into the 20s. I just don't know that he's going to fall all the way to 29. So you're just going to deal with very likely second-tier players at primary positions. And I think that's hard to swallow with a first-round pick, but it's just going to be the reality of what they live with.
Yeah, and I think that also affects the movement from teams. I feel like since there are so little, since you only have a couple running backs, a couple tight ends, like there's not a lot of variance in terms of positions that'll be drafted in the first round. Like, you got two running backs, two receivers, maybe two quarterbacks, but outside of that, we're looking at, you know, the trenches, and I think that's a need for most of the teams. And I think since it is so deep, we're probably not going to get a lot of movement, just because there's going to be a guy that's, you know, going to be in the same tier as some of those other guys. So I wouldn't expect a lot of draft picks. I mean, a lot of teams to be, you know, trying to trade up and things of that nature. Maybe where we are, you know, some teams might be trying to crawl back into the first round. But I think as these teams are, and the point that you made, every team has their own pick, like this year for the first time, and who knows when. So I would be very surprised to see, like, team straight out.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, I think the other thing is there's just a lack of talent at the premier positions that's going to push guys down. And, you know, I was like surprised at how surprised I was myself, but I forgot Justin Jefferson was the 22nd pick. Yep. The idea that a player as good as Justin Jefferson is going to be the 22nd pick in this draft feels insane to me. Although I guess 22 is where we just had the Chargers take Loveland. So is he going to turn it into one of the best three tight ends in football? I mean, I guess it's not impossible. It feels a little rich, but like, I mean, he's really talented. So maybe this tight end class is pretty loaded. But this is how the top of that draft went. Burrow, Chase Young, and I know Chase, forget what we think of these players now, right? Think about who they are as prospects and their positions they play. Burrow, Chase, edge, Jeff Okuda, corner, Andrew Thomas, tackle, Tua, Herbert. Derrick Brown is the first non-premium position off the board. And defensive tackle is kind of becoming a premium position. And that dude was a premium player. Isaiah Simmons, kind of, he's the first wacky one. CJ Henderson, corner. Jedrick Willis, tackle. Mekhi Becton, tackle. Ruggs, receiver. Wirfs, tackle. Kinlaw, defensive tackle. Judy, wide receiver. A.J. Terrell, corner. Lamb, receiver. Austin Jackson, tackle. Damon Arnett, corner. Kalavon Chaisson, edge. Jalen Reagor, receiver. Jefferson, receiver.
Kenneth, oh, my gosh.
Kenneth Murray is the 23rd player. He's the first non-premium position player. So we're talking guards. And again, even now, guard is getting paid. But like, there's no running backs, no tight ends, no guards, no inside linebackers. In that entire first round in 2020, you had a center, Cesar Ruiz, go to the Saints. Murray, the inside linebacker, go to the Chargers. Patrick Queen, go to the Ravens. And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire, go to the Chiefs with the last pick in that. That's what, five dudes?
Mm-hmm.
This year, here, you put that in the spreadsheet, right?
Yep.
Let's see how fast it takes us to get to five for our mock draft. Oh, you put it in the other. You shared it with my other Google.
Yeah, it's in the sheets.
Yeah, but you shared it to my personal account.
Ah.
Not the my work account. And Anthony, I don't know if you know this. We're at work.
Yes.
Okay. Genty, Warren, Hampton. There's three in the top 10. Are we counting Jahad? How are we counting Jalen Walker and Jahad Campbell? Are we counting them as edges or off-ball linebackers? Walker will count as an edge. Campbell will count as an off-ball linebacker.
Okay.
There's four in the top 20. Safety, there's Malachi Starks. Amanda Worry, that's six. And then it depends on how you... I mean, Gray Zabel is a guard. Sorry, so I missed one. That's seven. And then depending on how you count Banks, that could be eight if he's a guard. So that's eight all going in the top 24. And Mason Taylor, there's nine. He's a tight end. All going in the top 26 compared to five, and the fifth one was the last pick of the first round in 2020. That's how you get a Justin Jefferson to fall. And that ain't there. I just don't see how that's happening in a draft like this.
Nah.
Now, could that push? And the thing is, like, I guess if there was a glut at the other positions, or could that push, you know, a non-premium position top guy down? Maybe Loveland falls because the teams get desperate for the premium positions. Maybe an Omarion Hampton falls because teams get desperate for the premium positions. But I just don't. The chances that a premium player, certainly at a premium position, is available at 29, slim to none, especially in this draft. All right. When we get back, James Pierce Jr., one of the most interesting guys in this draft. I have long thought he's going to be off the Commanders board. But when I said that to Jeremy Green, NFL draft analyst, this morning on Take Command, he said, not so fast, my friend. You got to hear this conversation next. But first, the latest on the world of women's sports is presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.